What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
We're older now. You know, 2 years ago we had a bunch of freshmen, and now these guys, we got four of those guys. We had seven freshmen and eight newcomers when I first got here. Mm-hmm. Four of those guys are still here. So they're four juniors. And so they're older, mature, they know the program. And then we brought in, you know, an influx of transfers, junior college. And the four core guys kind of just gets those guys up to speed on what we do, our language, our culture, how we work together. And it's been great. It's been really good. And then, you know, Alan Jean Rose, who's been probably one of our better players this year, like one of the better players in the league. I coached him his first 2 years when I was at Fairfield. He was a freshman sophomore at Fairfield. So when I left, you know, we always kept in touch with whatever. I would send him a text, good job or whatever. He would always text me or call me, Coach, good win or whatever. So he put his name in the portal, and he's leaving Fairfield, who was like, you know, my second home, because the head coach at Fairfield at the time was my good friend of mine. So when he put his name in, I called, you know, my old boss, and we talked or whatever. He said, yeah, he'd be great for you guys or whatever, and we ended up getting him. And he's been really, really, he's been good. He can score it inside. He can step outside and shoot. He can guard. 1 through 4, sometimes even playing at a small ball 5. So it's been the transfers, he's been really, really good for us.
And Coach, man, for you, man, seeing this growth from year one to get to year three, like you said, having guys been in your system and this crazy world of the portal NIL, man, keep retaining your own guys is a job in itself because they play really well, the high mid majors in the group of five, they'll poach them. So by having to re-recruit your own guys and keep them happy all the time. That's what they don't get paid.
You know what? That's really, really hard. And I'm sure it's hard for a lot of coaches to, like, you're always, you know, you get on a guy too much, he's going to go to the portal. It's just the nature of the beast. So what I tell our guys, I'm really upfront with them. I say, hey, you can talk to our guys on a team who's been here for 3 years. What you're going to do, I'm going to push you. The staff's going to push you. But we play a really good brand of basketball. I'm a glass half full guy. I'm always, like, you know, always happy. Like, sometimes the assistants are always telling me, Pat, you got to go in there with a mean mug and get be pissed off at them a little bit. And so part of our personality, the way we are as a group, as a staff and a group, is attractive. So very rarely, you know, guys know if I'm getting on them, I'm getting on them because it's only going to help them. And that's how we've been able to keep guys. And obviously we lost two really key players from our first class. One kid, Andre Snoddy, was a double-double guy last year for us. He ended up leaving. And then Trenton McLaughlin left after the first year. He's a leading scorer for Northern Arizona right now. So those two guys really, really were big losses for us. But, you know, the core guys, they're into it. And then the guys we brought in, once they get here, and I tell them, I said, we're not going to wow you with some great palatial facilities, or we're not flying on a first class or on a private jet. But what you're going to really like is the brand of basketball we play. We really try to share the ball. We play hard defense. We share the ball. Everybody gets a touch. If you're open, we want you to shoot it. You don't have to look over your shoulder offensively. You can be aggressive. You know, we tell these guys all those things. The only thing I want you to do is share it. If somebody's open, let's give up a good shot to get a great shot. Otherwise, play hard, and you're going to really like it here. And then socially in Connecticut, we're in the central part of the state. So we're 1 hour and 40 minutes from New York City, 1 hour and 15 from Boston. New Haven is 30 minutes away. So we got some nice cities around. So it's a pretty good atmosphere. So you come to central Connecticut, you're going to have a really good experience. And then, you know, there was a tweet yesterday that we're leading the conference in attendance. So one thing we do is we have a strong campus life, student life on campus. And so we get a lot of students coming to our games. So, you know, it's a great atmosphere playing here at home. And I think guys really appreciate that. They like that. So that's what's been happening. That's how we've been able to keep those guys and attract some of the transfer guys.
And Pat, man, you know, in non-league play, you got 6 wins in non-league, which is great for a school at the NEC who have to play 5 games, going to the road a lot. So talk about getting them 6 wins in non-league play, giving you a foundation for doing it in NEC right now.
Yeah, you know, like non-league, like you said, we're going to play 3-4 bye games a year. Everybody in our league is going to do that. And what happens, and it's been a process. It's just like you can see it slowly moving. So we played UMass, UConn, you know, Rutgers, teams like that, and, you know, probably got our head beat in pretty good by those teams. And as the guys are getting older or whatever, I'm like, fellas, I think we're just as skilled as the guys at that level. They might be a little longer. It might be a bigger, a little more athletic, but we're just as skilled. If we play a smart basketball game, we'll give ourselves a chance to win. So we can't get overwhelmed or get discouraged by their size and their athleticism. You got to use our head more when we play those type of games. And so as we go forward, we opened up with Rhode Island, and we were in the game for the first half a lot. A lot of the first half came back and really got the game within striking distance, and they ended up beating us down the stretch. And then we had Quinnipiac, which is like our level. These have been our league. And that game, we were down. We came back right in the game down the stretch. So you can just tell our guys were, like, getting more and more confidence. And we were losing those games. We were getting more and more confidence. What helped us a lot, too, is we played a couple non-D1 games. So I say this all the time. It doesn't matter if you're playing, you know, a Division I high major team or a non-D1. When you win a game, you just feel better. Your guys feel better. Practice is better. You just feel it. You can feel the energy. So a couple non-D1s gave us a little bit of zip. And then we go to UMass this year, and UMass just handed it to us. The second half, I felt helpless. I was embarrassed. embarrassed by the way we played. It was just embarrassing. So we had, I think, 5 or 6 days off before our next game. And I saw Frank Martin after that. I saw him at a tournament. We were talking. I said, Frank, our game versus you guys woke us up, because we went 3 or 4 days, I call it 3 or 4 days in practice of hand-to-hand combat. We worked on defense, rebounding, toughness, diving for loose balls, everything. And that game, that loss, kind of woke us up and propelled us to go up and win at UMass Lowell, which had a 20-game home winning streak. And we've had some good road wins in the non-conference part of the year because of that UMass loss and the subsequent practice after that UMass loss. So, we go to Fordham right before Christmas. We lose at home to Northeastern, big game, up in the second half. They make some plays down the stretch. We lose the game. We have a day off, and we have to get on a bus, and we have a noon game versus Fordham, at Fordham. And we go up to Fordham, and these guys went to work. And we were mad about the Northeastern game. Got to Fordham, and these guys played a great game. Our defense was really good. Fordham, you know, they pressure you and they change defenses. Our offensively, we were really poised, made big-time decisions on the stretch, and we won on the road. And that really helped us in the non-conference. Gave us a lot of confidence.
No doubt, man. Fordham was tough. I was playing with over in the Bronx there, man. Keith Ergo is right. Energy. He always got some energy, man.
Keith is great, man. They're hard to play, man, because they change so many defenses.
Yes.
So he's done a good job of Fordham. Really good job.
No doubt, man. You know what? You're playing in them close games, you played in, Pat, man, like, I feel like it's going to help you now in February and March because, you know, you and I both know you really can't simulate late game scenarios and practice, like, with real speed, right? So you only do that by playing real games. So now you go back to the film and kind of evaluate, point out things, we execute better when you have open shot here or free throw block out here or diving on the floor here. So about that piece of it, man, playing close games so you can get that experience now. So with February and March, when it really count, man, you already been there before.
Right. Well, I'll talk about the UMass Lowell game and the Fordham game. Both of those games came right down to the wire, and the Northeastern game, really. They all came down to the wire. We, in two of those three games, we executed on the defensive end. So we got key stops, like you said, key box outs, loose balls, long rebounds. We were able to get stops in those games. And then we kind of, you know, our point guard, Jordan Jones, is a guy we got. He's a D2 transfer from South Carolina. We kind of found him, like, he's from my hometown. And we found him, and we talk about it. What gives him – he has a little clutch gene about him. I said, what makes him so clutch? And the guys on our team right now have most of the time been role players. Most of the guys on the team have been role players. Jordan came from the D2 spot where he was the man. So UMass Lowell game, we get tied game, I think like maybe 18 seconds ago, we have a sideline out of bounds play. We run a play and we get the ball to Jordan. He makes a big time three to win the game for us. And then in the Fordham game, you know, a couple weeks later at Fordham, he takes over in the second half. He gets 18 points in the second half, just really controlled the game with his energy, his decision-making and shot-making. And so he's given us a guy, sort of like a go-to guy. Allen Jean Rose does a good job. We can give him the ball. He can get it in the post. Like I said, he can get open threes and rhythm. He can take people off the dribble. But, like, I think crunch time, Jordan Jones has been a guy that really just kind of steps up big. He's done it a lot at the D2 level. So he's comfortable having the ball in his hand and making a play or making decisions for us. So that's like you said, that's a big part for us. We just had a game at home versus Wagner. We were down 9 with 3:46 to go in the game, and our defense was tremendous. The last 3:46 to go, we come back and win the game in overtime. And again, Jordan Jones kind of made some big plays for us down the stretch to help us win that game.
And Pat, man,
so it does help in, like you said, in January, February, March.
No doubt, man. And having a guy who can score on all three levels of the floor, too, man, and get down here to be a range of three pointers, call it defense conflict, man. You know, we all know we want to call defense conflict. What we're going to do, we're going to close out hard, we're going to close shorter, what we're going to do, and we're going to get them in rotation and get some better shots. So having a guy who can call that conflict on all levels, man, very, very important, especially when you're in a tournament game when it's close, second half.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, we need that. You need some guys with that little ice water in their veins.
No doubt, bro. And also, you're doing good on the glass, too, man. And you and I both know, man, defending don't end so you get the rebound. So, you're about to rebound the ball, get the ball out of position, getting out quick, man, getting on the go, and also offensively crashing gas with your front court, get second chance on that end of the floor, too, my brother.
Right. You know, so like 2 years ago when we got here, we were probably one of the worst teams in the league in rebounding, and we started doing box out drills every day. Even like a lot of teams might do them in the preseason or in the non-conference part, and they kind of back off during the season. And you know, we started it, and we just kept going with it. So we do some type of box out drill 3-4 times a week in practice. And you know, I know guys are worried about injuries. We tell our guys that if you're physical and you're aggressive, you won't get hurt. So they've done a good job, and it's like tracking up every game. I'm talking about rebound. So we're the number one team, rebounding team in the league. And like you said, it helps when you play a really good defense and a team gets an offensive rebound, that's demoralizing. So we want to get that we want to get them one shot. So you're going to work hard on D. If they miss it, we have to get the rebound. And when you look at our stat sheet, we don't have one guy getting 9 or 8 or what. We got a bunch of guys getting 5, 4. I mean, I think 3 guys getting 4 rebounds. One guy getting 5. But it's a collective effort, a group effort, and that just tells you all these guys are really boxing out, get 2 hands on the ball. And then offensively, you know, I haven't really talked about Kellen Amos. Kellen Amos was our best player last year, and got off to a slow start shooting the ball, but now recently starting to tick up a little bit. And part of it is, I said, Kellen, you got to get a couple extra buckets going to the offensive glass. No, he's a 6'7" high flyer. So we got a 4 and a 5 man, pretty big and pretty athletic. This guy is probably just more athletic than all of them. And now we get him consistently crashing. It gives us our third guy on the glass. So it does help when we get those offensive rebounds. And I always tell him, if you can put it right back, put it back in. If you don't have it, let's kick it out. Let's get it moving real quick, and let's see if we can get something quick. And the guys have done a good job of doing of offensive rebound and defensive rebounding, you know, to all together even rebounding. We're the number one rebounding team in our league, which I'm proud of, and the guys are proud of it because we do some rebounding almost every day.
That's telling me, y'all, you tough as heck. You know that, brother. You tough as heck, man.
Yeah.
And also, man, you act defensively too, bro. Talk about being active defensively, man, getting those run outs, those steals, even the best of your house. So on nights when you don't have jumpers going down, that defense will day for you to win the game for you, my brother.
Yeah. Getting it, you know, like you said, so like on the keys to the game, almost every game we play, we want to stop, get the stop, get a rebound, and we want to push the ball. And we talk about getting changing sides of the floor with the ball in transition. It's really hard to guard because good teams are getting back. They're in transition. They're stopping the ball. We want that ball moving in transition because when we get the ball moving in transition, we're getting closeouts while guys are retreating back, and then we want to attack those closeouts. So, yeah, we try to get that ball up the court quick, cross the floor, attack closeouts, get into the paint. If we can shoot it in the paint, shoot it. If we don't have it, we're kicking it out, and we're getting our ball popping. So that's been really good for us, too. That's if you look at our numbers on synergy, transition-wise, we're rated excellent in transition because we do a lot of good things in the transition part of it. And then we settle in a half court, again, with Jordan Jones being such a good point guard, strong, he can get us into things. And he can the thing about like having good floor, you know this, having good floor generals, at the end of the clock, you got to get guys who can get into the paint.
If he can
get into the paint, now he can make things. He can finish it or he can kick it and make things happen. So he's been great at that. And that really, really helps our offense.
And Pat, last word for you, man. You got St. Francis, Pennsylvania coming in. You got them on tomorrow. Tell me about what some of the guys on film so far, my brother.
Yeah, St. Francis, man. You know, they have a freshman, Elijah Wilborn, great player. He's from 20 minutes away. And so he's going to have a whole crowd of people in here tomorrow. He's probably going to end up being rookie of the year. Or I know he's on the all-rookie team, but he's probably going to be rookie of the year. I think he's averaging 13-9 in the league right now. So he's doing a good job for those guys. So they're well coached. They're a really, really good offensive team. They push the ball at you. We're going to have to do a good job to get back in transition defense. They're first in the league in offensive rebounding. We're going to have to box them out. They do a good job of boxing out, of crashing the glass. And they have another guard, Carlos Lopez, who's a shooter who had 21 on us out there. I think he made 5 or 6 threes out there. So we're going to have to limit his touches, especially in transition, because he's got a quick release. And if you give him a little light, he can knock it in. So we're going to have to guard the three-point line. We're going to have to keep Wilborn off the glass. Got to get back in transition. And then offensively, we're going to have to move and share that basketball. And we do that consistently tomorrow night, we give ourselves a chance to win.
But Pat, you know, I'm going to say, I'm claiming that for you, man. I hope we're talking again in March after you won that tournament and go to the big dance, brother. You deserve it, man. All the hard work you did, my brother. Hope we had that chat in a month from now, so.
Boss, man, I hope you're right, man. I got my fingers crossed, man. We're going to keep working and see what happens. I appreciate it.
No doubt, my brother. Anytime, my guy.
All right. You take care.
Will do, bro.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku. As well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. When the game starts. What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.